Welcome to the best of the tie-in.
Hi, David Sinfield, and welcome to the tie-in. We're super excited to speak with you. You're one of the big movers and first movers in major motion picture industry in terms of harnessing battery electric power systems on huge blockbuster productions. So thank you for joining us. Have you had to change the way that you shoot the production or you power the production? Have there been any big sea changes in terms of how you're approaching it and obviously the day of in terms of how you did it prior to integrating clean energy solutions?
Yeah, there used to be, obviously, if you're shooting a location, for example, for one day in central London, we can now set up the day of or the day before very, very quickly now. And beforehand, when we had diesel generators, there'd always be a conversation of where they're going to park. And it could be 500 meters away from the actual set itself. So you'd obviously have to work out cable runs. You'd have to get people installed, install cable ramps and all sorts of stuff to keep the set safety for the general public, but also to make it work for us. And there's been a lot of occasions recently in London where we go on recces and different councils are there and they're like, well, you're using diesel generators. Is there anything else you can use? And it's like, yeah, today we're not going to be using big lights. We've got different ways of working, especially night shoots, because people are obviously don't want generators running outside their windows of their apartments. So we've effectively shot many, many night shoots in London now, all battery powered as a department. And we also work with the locations department to power up the trucks so that they're all off batteries, so that it's great for us, but it's also great for the local public and that are trying to get a night's sleep while we're all working anyway. So by bringing this technology in, it has been made it more effective and easier for productions to shoot in certain locations at certain times of day.
I read in an article, one of the things you had said was in the beginning of starting Green Voltage, you thought that marketing would be a big part of this. And it's probably why we see a lot of social media on, these units out there on set.
In recent years, we used to always take photographs of what we were doing on set and we keep them for personal use and stuff like that before social media. Now social media exists. Everyone's under an NDA. So when we're shooting, you can't take photographs and post them or anything like that. At the end of a movie being made, once post-production's finished, it's been released, for example, we always check with the relevant studios if we're able to post certain pictures. And people do love seeing that. People love seeing behind the scenes on a movie. But individuals are not obliged these days to first of all take photographs or speak about what we're doing because we are under NDA, which I completely respect and understand. And but then the studios do this. There's always a still photographer on set, so they always get some really good stills, and they might be able to share them via the studio with us to put stuff out there. And they're very supportive of that, which is fantastic. But there's loads of scenarios where you'd be like, oh, this would be amazing to show people what we're doing. But we tend to have to do it more as a general conversation these days rather than photographic evidence, to be honest.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I mean, you have some iconic shots that you were able to release, including Daniel Craig sitting on a Volt stack and just the James Bond photos.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're lucky that the stills photographers find these amazing moments and they're able to share them with us. And it's amazing when something like that happens. And No Time to Die was the first movie that we integrated Volt stacks into our electrical department, to be honest. They literally landed in the UK and we sent them straight out to Norway to film on a lake. So it was pretty good fun. It was good.
It's one of those things that I always say, the technology is one thing, but the real unsung heroes are the gaffers and the folks that are actually learning how to implement those technology, those new tools. And so James Bond was, you had many aha moments, I'm assuming, throughout the production. You were filming in I don't know how many locations around the world, and you traveled with your battery electric power systems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can you speak to some of those, if you're able to some of those experiences where you were like, okay, yeah, we're doing this. This is then, and then it changed how you saw the, you know, how you're going to do production going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. For example, filming on a lake in Norway, was a prime example of the sound just echoed everywhere there. So, we were able to literally put the 5K volts on little sleds and just push them around the lakes. If we did need to fire up big lights because of the time of day, or we were losing the light, for example, we'd done that. And but the generator was parked miles and miles away. But it was a prime example of we could shoot for 8 or 9 hours a day without any diesel generators. And then for the last hour or two of the day, we need to turn power on because we do need big lights to complete the day. But there were scenarios where the battery technology come into its own. We were filming, and obviously we're filming on lots of car work. So we'd have volt stacks on low loaders attached to Aston Martins and pulling these cars around everywhere that was powering up cameras and lights. We filmed it out in the middle of the sea in Jamaica on boats. And we had a lot of equipment out there, and a lot of it did come from the US. So we, not just the ones from Green Voltage. So we basically run dual power out there. We had US equipment and UK equipment. So we incorporated it all together, and we was able to shoot night shoots out at sea without having any diesel generators running. There was a point where we did have to turn a diesel generator on just to charge up one of the volt stacks for like 20 minutes. And as soon as we turned it on, everyone's like, whoa, what's going on? And it's like, guys, we've been silent more or less the whole night. So, but their batteries are a great tool. You can put them anywhere, put them inside buildings, inside trains, inside. We always done a lot of, the video was always set up in the back of a van in Jamaica, and we put a couple of volt stacks in there. They put the TV screens on top of the volt stacks, and that would drive around and do a video village. And same happened in Italy. We shot night shoots in Italy on the Bond, and we pretty much used mains power or batteries to shoot night shoots in Matera. And it was the same thing. It was great to be able to embrace that for the locals there, because they didn't want diesel generators running outside their shops when it was a big public tourist area. So they didn't want the tourists having to walk around and step over loads of cables and listen to diesel generators while they're trying to invite people into their shops and restaurants. So as a first case study, so to speak, it was a really good one, because we did travel a lot, and we had lots of scenarios where we were able to incorporate the technology, and that was our sort of stepping stone to incorporate into many other films we've done since then.
Yeah, and in very high pressure situations, mind you.
Yeah, it's one of them things where it's very, very easy to ask for a light somewhere, but you always need the power. And you could say to you're standing at the top of a night shoot somewhere, and you're like, I need a light down there. And it's like, well, if we had a diesel generator, how would we get power there if there was nothing there? And now if you're using LED lights, you could just see one of the guys or girls wheeling a battery down the road to plug it in. And it makes it very, very efficient to be able to, you can plan meticulously, but there's always going to be something that catches you out. So, and if you can react very, very quickly and come up with a solution, that's the key to a successful shoot on a film set, really, especially for a gaffer, because changing weather and changing scenarios happens quite a lot. So it's whatever you can do that's going to be quick and efficient is great.
Yeah. What's been kind of, I mean, it can't all be, you know, rosy. Has there been any like major challenges where you're like, oh man, you are problem solving like that, and figuring it out? Have there been any instances where you're like, you know, kind of scrambling for a second and need to figure it out?
We're very lucky that the shows we work on, we tend to do a lot of recces, and we're able to have the time to prep, and we've been very, very lucky with that. And we always have a get out of jail card, so to speak. So we always have something up our sleeve to so that we don't get caught out, to be honest. The worst thing, to be honest, is the weather. Especially in the UK, when you shoot, one morning it can be bright sunshine, in the afternoon it can be absolutely pouring with rain. So it's just, as a shooting day exteriors, on films, always has its challenges. But no, we tend to, we've never really, really been caught out. I think we, my team that work with me, they're always very, very good at managing our power consumption. And if we need to recharge or we need to switch out batteries, they're very, very good at that. And it, and they've embraced it the same as if you was running the generator and you'd need to refill it. Because we still run generators now. Sometimes we have monster shoots in different places and batteries just, the battery, we haven't got enough batteries or the technology's not there yet to replace a megawatt generator. So it's just different tools for different jobs, and we, that's how we embrace it. We embrace every job as sort of a blank page and see where we want to go creatively and then what tools we want to use and then how we can power it up and be sustainable and efficient.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening. We'd love for you to like, subscribe, and share. We do this because we love doing it. We believe in what we're doing and we believe in the amazing guests that we have. So please share this with a friend and a colleague and spread the word.
Our designer is Aaliyah Kane. Music is by Peter Chapman. Social media is by Sharon Ewan. Our editor and producer is Rachel Werbel.